It's the home run, wings, silly love songs, big weekend in Circular Head with the 2022 Relay for Life going ahead in Smithton. And to tell us a little more from Cancer Council Tasmania, Sarah Hurst, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lee. Good to talk to you.
Now, we're looking forward to the Penguin event this weekend, but before we get to that, big weekend in Circular Head, thousands of dollars raised. Well done.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was really great to be back in Smithton again. Unfortunately, we didn't get to go ahead in 2020, so it's been a few years since we've managed to get Relay up in Circular Head. It was great to be back.
12 hours non-stop, over 200 participants this year.
Yeah, exactly. Over 200 participants and in 16 different teams, so that was fantastic. And raised over $38,000 so far with the Smithton Relay.
That's so good. And a number of award winners as well. Got to say congratulations to Stanley Primary School, highest fundraising school team, $1,495. Hats off to you, gang.
Yeah, they did so well. We had quite a few schools involved. The Circular Head Christian School and Forest Primary have also had their own relays at school. And the Smithton High School are also doing their own relay later this week.
So for those that want to get involved in this weekend's Penguin Relay for Life, are there still spots available and can we get a team together at this late stage?
Absolutely, it's never too late. You can even register on the day, that's not a worry at all. Our online registrations are going to close on Wednesday night, after which you'll just need to register either in the office with us in Devonport or on the day.
Do you have a target for this year's Relay and Penguin?
We do. We have a target of $150,000, and so far we are halfway there. So almost over $74,000 raised so far, which is fantastic.
For people that want to donate this year, where's the best place to stop by?
Best place is to jump online to relayforlife.org.au. You can search for a team or a participant that's registered and make a donation towards one of the teams or just towards the Penguin Relay for Life itself.
No, donate to our team, our radio family.
Yeah.
We're trying to raise as much money as we can. Yeah. Okay, we'll have to do the weather dance and hopefully keep the clouds at bay for the weekend. At this stage, looks fine, mostly sunny for both Saturday and Sunday, so we'll hold on to that.
Yeah, we'll be flip-flop-slap, sleek-seeking and sliding. Make sure we're sun safe, but I'm hoping for a nice clear day.
That's what it's all about. Let's just, before we go, how many teams are we normally expecting? I think one of the last relays there were nearly 500 teams or 500 participants, weren't there?
Yeah, so last year we had over 800 people on site throughout the event in Penguin. We've got 500 registered so far for this year, so we are very close. 51 teams registered to participate this year, but plenty of space if anyone would like to make a new team.
Okay, good to know. We'll see you at Penguin this weekend for the 2022 Relay for Life. Sarah, thanks for your time today, and we wish you all the best in your fundraising activities for the rest of 2022.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for all your support, Lee. Hopefully we'll see you on the track.
Oh, I've got the overnight. I've got three overnight stints, so I will be there.
Oh, good luck.
See you, bye.
Thanks so much, Lee. Bye.